This is the show that, frankly, is a surprise to everybody, including myself. This is show number 244. My name is Larry Herbeck, Box Live's Major Nelson. I'm recording this. This is for Saturday, September 22nd. I usually release the shows on Sunday. I have E with me.
Hello, everybody.
And because this show is such a different one, because it's not supposed to happen, I decided to release it on Saturday.
So this show is not supposed to happen because you're supposed to be in Tokyo.
I'm supposed to be in Tokyo, E, but guess what? I'm here in Redmond and sitting in my office recording this with you.
And Major, why don't you tell everyone, why aren't you in Tokyo?
Well, so apparently I'm the laughing stock of the internet now.
Something like that. Perhaps the office.
Perhaps the office. Well, the internet. Let's back up a little bit. You know, I was at the World Cyber Games in Orlando, Florida last week. I did that interview with Jeff Keighley. And but we had, you know, the World Cyber Games wrapped up on Sunday. They were supposed to, and they wrapped up on Sunday on schedule. They did, you know, I did my little thing with Jeff. Great time meeting all the players down there. Great bunch of guys and girls.
Your thing with Jeff sounded like mostly going on rides.
Yeah, it was part of it.
Okay.
We had to do that. It was fun. We did a great party on Saturday night, by the way, a Project Gotham 4 racing party in Orlando at the nightclub, which was free. Because people, in order to see us at the World Cyber Games, you actually had to pay admission. And, you know, I wouldn't pay $50 to see me.
No, sorry.
So, or Jeff. So it was kind of different. People that were just wandering by came in to see us. But then we did a free event for Project Gotham 4 Racing on Saturday night. And that was a lot of fun.
Nice.
It was a lot of fun at the health club. It was a nightclub. So we did the event, you know, wrapped up Friday, Sunday night. We go to dinner. We had a nice dinner in Orlando with a bunch of folks. Trixie was there and Video Monkey and some few folks from some of the other team. That's E going through his messages in the back. And Monday morning, we all have to catch a plane. Trixie and I and Video Monkey have to catch a plane to go to Tokyo. So we get through the why are you throwing? You're showing pictures. He looks like an axe murderer.
I have no idea who this person is.
So,
or why he sent me a picture of himself.
Anyway, so I'm telling you the story. So Monday, Video Monkey and I get the taxi. We take the taxi to the airport, 5 a.m. We got to be there for 6, so we check out. He is going on a different airline. Actually, he's going back to Seattle first, and then he's going on to Tokyo.
Okay.
So I'm on. The taxi drops him off at the one side of the. There's A and B. Drops him off at B. I go to A. Drop off at A, pay the taxi man, go inside with all my baggage, stay in the United line, get to the front. The woman says hello, and I tell her where I'm going. You know, I'm going to Tokyo Narita via Dulles. She says, oh, okay, do you have your passport? I said, sure. So I reach into my bag. It's not there. I reach into my pants pocket. It's not there. Shirt pocket, not there. So I'm now, the panic is escalating.
Oh, yeah.
The panic is escalating. I said... My passport's missing. I said, can you please watch my things? I ran out to the taxi, who was still standing there. You know, he was just just finishing some stuff.
So going through your mind is, oh, it's going to be right there.
Right. It's going to be right there on the ground. So I run out there, and I said, I'm banging on the door. I said, stop, stop, stop. So we open the door. We go through everything, and the sun's starting to come up, so it's bright out, and I can see it's not there. I mean, it's a basic taxi. It's clearly, it's either there or it's not. Look under the seats, everything. Run back inside. I'm like, I'm sorry, my passport's not here. I need a few minutes to collect myself. So I go over to the side. She's very nice. Everyone at United Airlines is very nice. I literally take everything out of my luggage. I'm now, it's not there. I mean, I'm going through my socks, my underwear, my shirts, all my microphones, my recording equipment, not there. Magazines, I'm pulling my magazines up. I mean, I had everybody on Xbox Live and in my email was sending me emails saying, did you look here? Did you look here? It was kind of reminded me of Crackdown when you were looking for the last orbs.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So I didn't find it. So I finally, the woman at the airport was very nice. I said, thank you very much. And I just zipped up my things. I said, I'm going to go now.
Not a lot else you can do in that situation.
So I took an elevator down to the rental car. Went up to the rental car. I didn't have one scheduled. I threw down my credit card and said, I'd like to rent a car. I said, I don't know how long.
Oh, God.
I said, a few days. I get in the car, load all my things in, and call my mom, who is about an hour and a half north. She's up towards Daytona Beach. I said, Mom, I'm coming to see you. She said, I thought you were going to Tokyo. I said, I'm not. I'll explain. I'm going to come stay with you. So I get to my mother's house. And you know, she's like, well, what happened? I told her what happened. So I bring all of my luggage into her living room, dump it all out, have a separate set of eyes. She goes through all my luggage, you know, just in case I missed it. You know, sometimes you want a separate set of eyes. It's not there. I said, all right. So, Mom, I got to go call the travel agent. I got to, you know, rebook what I'm going to do. So I go into her home office. You know, she's got a beautiful, you know, my mom, I've had her on the show before. She's a geek. She's got a big screen Vista. She's got this huge fat pipe in her house. I don't understand what she's doing with
and
this.
And she's got better home computers than I do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unbelievable. So I'm sitting there doing work. I come out about an hour later and, you know, I left her in her living room with my stuff just everywhere. Shirts, socks, underwear, everything, shoes. Come back out. She has repacked everything. She took the dirty laundry, cleaned it, and folded it, and repacked that, and was making me lunch.
Did she cut the crust off your sandwich?
No, she did not cut the crust off my sandwich.
That's awesome.
So, you know, thanks, Mom. You know, what else are you going to do when you're screwed like that? Thank God my mother lives an hour and a half away. So I stayed with my mom for the day, figured out what I was going to do, left the next morning for Orlando and took the Alaska Airlines direct flight back to Seattle, and there I am.
Okay.
So I was here on Wednesday, and it was rather embarrassing walking through the cafeteria of people going, hey, I read your story. Yeah, I know you read my story. It was on Joystick for 2 days. Yeah, thanks.
Everybody here knows what happened.
So a lot of people have asked me what happened, and now, was it stolen? Could have been. I even put this in the post. Could I have lost it? I may have lost it. Either way, all I know is I don't have it. But, so that's the story. So Trixie and Video Monkey left for Tokyo. Yep. Now, mind you, the funny thing is when I dropped Video Monkey off, and Trixie was actually on a later flight, so she showed up probably about a half hour into this fiasco. You know, they're calling me and they're texting me on my mobile phone going, hey, we're going to get something to eat at the food court. Do you want to meet us? I'm like, I'm kind of busy right now.
I can't get to the food court.
I can't get to anything of where you guys are. So I finally called and I said, look, I need to let you know, you guys may be traveling by yourself. At this point right now, it doesn't look like I'm going to Tokyo.
Yeah, and so, I mean, really, Trixie's in Tokyo without a chaperone.
And she's never been to Tokyo, which my first time I went, it was kind of scary.
Yeah.
So
it's very different.
That's an understatement.
Yeah.
So when I'm at my mom's house, I sent a note to everybody here. I sent you the note saying, look, here's what happened. I sent a note to Cheap ED in Tokyo, who's like my third email to send because he'd got the Sumu tickets.
Right.
I felt really bad. I'm like, look, I'll pay for the tickets. Just, I'm sorry. Just, what can I do?
Yeah.
And I started just sending all the emails, and then I wrote that post up on the blog because I wanted to make sure that, you know, because all of a sudden if I start Twittering that I'm going to Seattle, it's going to be like, what's going on? Why is he going to Seattle? Well, that's why.
Yep.
So.
That sucks.
And I just want to explain something here. Yeah, I probably could have gotten on the airplane, but when I got to Japan, they wouldn't let me in the country.
Yeah, they would have put you right back on a plane back to the States.
Right. So, I mean, it wasn't even worth it. So. Yes, I got all the forms. I have to go retake my my passport photo, which here's the hot tip I found out. The woman at the passport office told me, go to Costco.
I didn't even realize Costco took passport photos.
Apparently they do.
Costco does everything.
I haven't gone there yet, but she said they're cheaper and they take good photos because they do it all day long. And I said, all right.
No, I could see that.
I mean, so I do want to explain something, though. Some folks were asking, why did you just, you know, you can get a fast passport. You know, you can do it really quickly. I penciled it out, and unless I was like Superman and was able to get across the country or the close, I think there's 8 or 9 passport offices that can do this around the country. One of them was in Miami, which was 8 or 9 hours away on, you know, as you drive.
Oh, because you're in Orlando, right?
Because I'm in Orlando.
Yep.
I don't even have my birth certificate. See, even though I'm at my mother's, I'm like, Mom, do you have a copy of my birth certificate? She says, no, what do I need that for? You're old enough.
Yep.
If I had flown across the country, gotten it at my house, went to the next day, gone to the, assuming everything lined up perfectly, I probably would have not been able to leave for Tokyo until Thursday, which would have gotten me maybe on Friday, probably Saturday.
Right.
So by then it's too late.
Yeah, the show's over.
So I figured I'd come home and we'll record a show. So that's why this show is going up on Saturday. We're not going to do a Name the Game this week because I don't want to. Because I'm so pissed that I'm here. So we're just gonna kind of roll here with some of the headlines.
We'll pick it back up, what, next week?
Next week it'll be a normal show. I want to talk about Halo 3, some of the events going on in a few minutes.
Wait, is that coming up soon?
I think so.
Okay.
I think Halo 3 is coming out. So I'll be in New York for that. But we'll, you want to talk about it now or you want to talk about it later?
Halo 3 can wait. There's,
okay.
We got, otherwise, we'll talk about Halo 3 for hours and never get to anything.
Right. A couple things have happened that are actually pretty interesting. MajorNelson.com has passed 10,000 registered users.
That's not bad.
10,000 people. That's like Woodstock or something, isn't it?
Well, I was going to compare it to a nice, like, you know, college basketball crowd.
All right,
or something.
So that's fine.
That's good.
So 10,000 people. Lithion has done a great job. We're also, here's a little super secret thing for Major Nelson podcast listeners. We're looking at a new design. You can go to beta.majornelson.com. It's a little slow right now because it's running on a test server, but I'll let you guys take a good look at it.
Well, it's a little slow right now as we're recording this.
Right.
Once people start listening to this, it's about to become really slow.
Right. So Lith is tweaking. We've just seen our traffic increase like tenfold or something's going on. I mean, what did he say to me? I was on Lith. I am with Lith right now.
It's all the coverage about your passport.
It could be the passport coverage. apparently, we're doing 20 megabits per second.
That's not bad.
I guess that's big.
Yeah.
So we're working on a beta version of the site, beta.majornelson. It may or may not be up. So if it's not up, then just deal with it. Cause it's a beta site.
Yes.
Where he's working, Lith is working on some stuff there, but we're pretty excited about that.
And Lith has to do, you know, homework and things in there too.
Yeah. He's got college to deal with. Let's see what else we can talk about. Well, there's a lot of news. What do you have on your list?
You mean my mental list that is pretty much totally blank?
Yeah, because we weren't supposed to. This is the show that wasn't supposed to. What should we title this show? The show that's not supposed to happen?
That works.
The one about passport safety?
Except when I hear that, I hear
right. Totally
the wrong thing.
Right.
I hear that and I think, wait, I have to make sure not to give out the password to my passport because then people could get into my Hotmail.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, don't do that either. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Public service announcement. If someone asks you for your password, don't give it to them.
Right.
Okay.
Because if you give it to them, they can recover your account and do bad things. Okay, not a good idea. We're watching you. We're gonna take care of those people.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about the auto update that went out this week for the dashboard, which is not the fall update.
No, it's not the fall update. There's very little to talk about. It now supports the big button controller.
Right. So we pushed that out on Wednesday, or Thursday morning, I guess, is when we pushed it out. Thursday afternoon, wherever you are. And it's basically, we have to test the big button controller against retail consoles and retail configurations.
Yep.
That's what the test team told me. And so people were like, oh, I don't believe this is for that. They like to spin up on theories.
I was reading some of the posts on the blog, and there were some awesome conspiracy theories in there.
Right.
They're all false.
Yeah.
But
so
they were really creative.
We needed to roll it out now, even though the big button pad isn't coming out for another month or two. The guys need to test it. Test it on a retail kit like you have at your house.
Yeah, same as the last one that we did that was for the wireless guitars.
Right.
Those aren't out quite yet, but they're making them and they're testing them. And
right.
Before we tell them, you know, go ahead and make, you know, hundreds of thousands of them, we
want to make sure
everything works right.
Right, so that's really what that's all about. A lot of demos came out this week. Viva Pinata Party Animals, did you play that?
I have not. I talked to some people who played it at PAX, and they were fans. So, I mean, party games are always huge hits, and
it's
the perfect setting for that kind of stuff. I mean, Viva Pinata is just fun.
Right.
And the characters are cool, and it's bright and colorful, and that looks like it's going to be a blast. So.
Oh, boy. Pro Evo Soccer went out in Europe. We didn't get it in North America or in Asia.
Yes. So, Europeans, celebrate. You have content. We don't.
Yeah, there's always people that are talking about the kind. Do you want to talk about that? Because a lot of people think that, you know, Microsoft. We're sitting here going, you know what? We're not going to release it in Japan,
yeah,
and that's not the way it goes.
I'm pretty sure there are people that think that, like specifically you and I, like decide this piece of content's only going to be available over here.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's everybody at Live. We would love to have it released, content released everywhere, but unfortunately, there's just sometimes this world is run by lawyers. You know, there's a lot of legal issues.
There's a lot of legal issues, and I think the number one issue to remember is for most of this stuff, it's not Microsoft's property.
Right.
We're like the bookstore selling you the book, but they're not our books.
Like,
so if the author doesn't want to sell their book in country whatever, or if they legally can't for some reason, we can't override that. We can only make it available where they tell us to make it available. So if you're upset, you should take it up with whoever owns the content. Now, sometimes that's us, but usually it's not. So.
We just, so that's the story there. Let's talk about downtime.
Downtime's bad.
Downtime's bad. So we had a little bit of a Xbox Live was offline. I want to say it was the 4th. Was it the 4th?
I'd have to go back and look at my calendar.
I think
actually.
It was the 4th.
Because it was the 10th, I think.
No, all right, maybe was. Oh yeah, I think you're right. It was the 10th before I left because that was the show. So, and then it was down for a little longer than normal. E, what the hell's going on? That's what was going on. I was sure. Actually IMing you, going, E, what the hell's going on?
So let me back up to set the story, and then I'll explain.
All right.
So, for those of you who've been Xbox Live customers for a while, or who have followed us for a while, you'll know that every fall when we did the server update, which is completely different from the dashboard update. Traditionally, Xbox Live would go down for up to 24 hours.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Where we would literally turn it off and spend an entire day doing upgrades across the service and then turn it back on. Very painful for everyone. Customers didn't like it. We didn't like it. Nobody was happy with that scenario. But it was the best way to do the massive amounts of upgrades to the system that we needed to.
Right.
So we started talking over a year ago about that's not the way we want to do it anymore.
Right.
We want to move to a world where we can upgrade the servers without customers knowing. We don't have to turn anything off. Just kind of magic happens, and all of a sudden one day, there's new features.
I think cool. That people knew that this was down. I think they noticed.
Yes. So, number one, the goal was no downtime.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get there this time because of a bug in some old software that prevented us from being able to migrate on the fly certain data from point A to point B. We had to take 4 hours of downtime. So not happy about that, but on the other hand, really thrilled that we'd gone from 24 hours of being off to right. 4 hours of being off.
And so moving forward, is it zero?
Zero's the goal.
Zero's the goal.
We've got to get there. Okay. So I'm not going to – I mean, we have to prove that we can do it. So next time we upgrade the service, the goal will be zero. The goal will be that nobody even knows about it until we're done. The little tidbit I'll throw out is that when we took those 4 hours of downtime,
yep.
We were actually almost done with the fall upgrade already from the server point of view. So we'd been upgrading for quite some time,
right.
And nobody had noticed.
Right. You guys were doing stuff on the fly for the previous 2 or 3 weeks.
Right. And we'd actually had people walking around the building here going, when are you guys going to start? Aren't you almost out of time?
Well, I've been getting those emails, and it was interesting to watch it. Because I was watching the blog, and you and I were watching the community go, I wonder if anyone's going to notice.
Yep. So on the 10th, we were down from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific time.
Mm-hmm.
We turned things back on at 6 a.m. Pacific time.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one thing that was not working right, and unfortunately it was something that
pretty
caused
big.
A lot of problems.
Right.
So what didn't work right when we turned things back on at 6 a.m. was NAT detection.
Now, why do we need NAT detection, E?
Thank you, Major. So first of all, what is a NAT?
What is a NAT?
What's
is NAT this the Xbox 101, even though it kind of, I think, feels like it?
Sure.
Okay.
So
we got something else later on.
Since
right.
I have the console up here, I'll go to the system blade. So if on your 360, go to your system blade, go to network settings, and in here under test Xbox Live connection, you can run a whole series of tests. And
let's
one
do
of
that,
things,
shall we?
Okay, I'll actually run it while I talk. And yes, this is going to sign me out, and that's okay, and tests are now running. So the last test that this is going to run is the NAT type test.
So let's go through. It's checking your adapters. It gets your IP address from your router, your DNS, your MTU, ICMP, which takes forever. Why is that?
So there's a particular kind of router out there that is really bad.
Okay.
And it's not only bad for the people that own this router, but if they get into a game with other people, they mess up the game for everybody in the game.
Okay.
So we do some fancy things to find people with these routers and not let them on.
Understood.
Because if it was only going to impact that person,
right.
No big deal.
Right.
Because they're only hurting themselves.
Right.
But if when they get into a 16-player game of Halo,
right.
It's going to ruin the game for the other 15 people.
Right.
We can't let that happen.
Okay. So that's
there's
ICMP.
Some fancy stuff going on in the background.
And then Xbox Live, it says connected, and
yep.
Then NAT. So here we are.
And NAT type can be open, moderate, or strict.
Okay.
And first of all, let me say that whether your NAT is open, moderate, or strict really doesn't have a whole lot to do with how secure you are. It's kind of misleading.
Interesting.
But okay. It really talks about the fundamentals of how does your NAT device, which is usually your little home router, whether it's a Linksys, a D-Link, a Netgear, mm-hmm. Buffalo, whatever, how was it programmed? How was it developed? And there are just kind of several different philosophical approaches you can take to what's a router going to do when it sees a packet it's not expecting.
So we also have to be clear is that the routers that we have on Xbox.com, the approved routers that have a little Xbox Live logo on them, those go through these tests to be approved.
Yes. There's a long sequence of tests those have to go through. It's much more involved than people really think, including to be a logoed router, you have to do things like you have to be able to support four Xboxes running at once behind the same router, not
right.
just one.
Connected to Live.
Yes, because there are a lot of routers that work fine with one Xbox. You buy a second one so your buddy can play at the same time and they
forget
don't
work. It.
So if it's logoed, it can do four. If it's logoed, it also guarantees that it will work for a long stretch of time without wigging out in the middle, things
right.
like that. Because there are some routers that...
It's the official technical term, by the way, wigging out.
Yeah. There are some routers that will only allow you to connect to a location for a couple of hours, and then they'll kill it and force you to restart it. Which, if you're playing, you know, if you're playing traditional games, if you're web browsing, you don't even notice it. It all resets
right.
under the covers.
Right.
For what we do, that's a real problem. So, anyways, logo programs good. Logo approved routers very good. The best list of logo approved routers right now actually is the Vista compatible list.
Right.
Because you can't be a Vista compatible router unless you've passed all the Xbox Live tests.
I see.
Plus a bunch of others.
So the Vista is a superset of the Xbox Live.
Correct.
Okay.
So
tests.
Now backing up to
getting back to NAT.
What kind of NAT do I want? You want to have an open NAT. If you have an open NAT, that essentially means that you're going to be able to connect to just about everybody.
Okay.
So you're not going to have to worry about why can't I get into a game with this person?
We should have
why
done it like
I
blood types because isn't
person?
Like O positive like it,
yeah, because that wouldn't confuse
yeah,
anybody.
Exactly, that's
right.
True. Good point.
Anyways, open is good.
Mm-hmm.
Moderate is yeah. Strict, really bad. If you have a strict router, you're not going to be able to connect to most people. Not going to be able to host in most games.
Now, can people just take their Xbox and log into their router and throw it in the DMZ?
So it depends on the router.
Okay. So not all DMZs are created equal?
And not all routers support the DMZ function.
Okay.
Not all of our customers, you know, understand or care how to use it. So if your router doesn't record as open, you may be able to do some things to it. You might be able to put your Xbox in the DMZ. You might be able to forward some ports. You might be able to find a firmware upgrade for your router that will make it work better with Xbox Live. But the reason this is important is the type of your NAT determines what other people you're going to be able to connect to.
Got it.
Because when you're actually logging into Live, we go through this NAT detection and look at, hey, what kind of NAT do you have? Because what we don't want to do is find a whole bunch of people with strict NATs, meaning they can't connect to most people,
mm-hmm.
and go through matchmaking and have those people wind up hosting. Because
mm-hmm.
nobody's going to be able to connect to them.
So this is a data point in matchmaking.
Yes. So NAT detection wasn't working right, and a lot of people, and I can't give an exact number, it wasn't everybody, it wasn't most everybody, but a large percentage of people were coming up as strict when they shouldn't.
Right.
Which then meant that those people were having difficulty connecting to people that they should have been able to. So they were having trouble with private chat, they were having trouble getting into games. And quite frankly, this took us a few hours to nail. It was a very hairy problem involving, our stuff, involving some vendor stuff. And,
I got to tell you, when I was, walking around the building and you guys were working on it, I happened to walk by one of the offices. There was about five or six of the engineers were talking, and I'm no network whiz, but I stood there and just listened to them for a few minutes. And it was just, my head was just going sideways.
Yeah.
I wish I could record some of that and put it up because it was crazy.
This was great, you know, network engineering at its best, trying to analyze
right.
exactly, you know, what was happening. And, hey, when this packet goes in this router, which chip on the router processes it first? And
yeah, you guys were down to that level. You guys were hitting the silicon and whatnot.
Yeah. So it took us a while to get to the bottom of it, get it fixed. We're sorry about that. Not only are we adding in some more tests for this very esoteric thing, but
right.
So are our vendors. They're going to start testing for this kind of stuff, too. We were able to get it worked out later that same day.
So that's the deal.
Yeah.
All's good now.
It sucked. It was still a huge improvement over the times we've done this in the past. I think now, having done this once in production, that next time, honestly, I expect we'll just upgrade the servers, you know, magically on the fly, and no one will know. And then whenever the next dashboard update is after that, it'll come out using features we've added on servers that no one even knew were there.
Fun. All right. So we talked about that. You want to talk about the NPD numbers? Do you have them in front of you?
No.
I told you to get them in front of you.
You did not.
I said, why don't you bring your laptop and get them in front of you. So the NPD numbers came out, which is...
hang on, I'll pull them up.
Which is the big...
do you want to give the NPD kind of caveats on what they... You know, here are the things they do look at, here are the things they don't look at.
I'll let you do that. Or,
while I'm trying to find the NPD... Okay, thank you very much. So NPD tracks retail sales in North America.
Right.
They don't track all sales. They don't track warehouse stores. So they don't track
Costco,
Sam's Club, anything like that. Isn't there another Walmart? Don't they also not track?
I think you're right. I think it is Walmart.
So they're not complete, but here's May, April, March, June, August. There we go. We'll wait while it pulls up the...
Yeah, because actually Jeff Keel and I were talking about him last week, you know, how just Madden had huge numbers, and specifically in the Xbox 360.
Yep. Okay, so here was August.
And also,
NPD
let's just be clear, NPD, which I don't even know what NPD stands for, but it is hardware. It's a hardware measure and it's a software measure.
Yes. NPD stands for, I don't know what, National some Product
Data.
Data. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
That's probably wrong, but people get the idea. So hardware first. So hardware sales in August. And again, this doesn't cover complete sales, but it's good for telling kind of percentages. Who did the best? Who came in second? That kind of stuff. So hardware, we in the DS continue to rock. I don't think that's any surprise there. We sold 403,000. DS sold 383,000. Xbox 360 was up to 276,000.
Wow.
So that's a nice jump. And for the first month ever, I think... The Xbox 360 outsold not only the PS3, but the PS2.
Big story.
So the PS2 came in at 202,000. And given the price differential between the two, that's a cool thing for us. PSP came in at 151K. PS3, the month after the price cut, comes in at 130. So Nintendo does great. 360 does pretty well.
Sony's struggling.
Let's talk about software.
Yeah. So, okay.
Nothing really to say there that's not mean, I guess. Software. So, you know, surprise, surprise, August, it's Madden month.
Right. It's Madden month.
So Madden NFL 08 on 360 was the number one selling title in the U.S. according to NPD.
That's huge.
896,000 copies in August. Yeah. So the number one title, and it actually did it. So it was very close to outselling Madden 08, according to these numbers, on PS2 and PS3 combined.
Wow.
The number two title was Madden on PS2, 640,000. Number three was BioShock on 360.
And BioShock came out later. I talked about this with Jeff last week. BioShock came out later in the week. I mean, later in the month. Later in the cycle.
Right. Madden was the...
Second week?
Yeah, it's always mid-August.
Mid-August.
14th or something like that.
We'll see what happens.
And BioShock was the 21st?
Yeah,
20,
I think so.
Something like that.
Which, which interestingly enough, is almost a month ago, and he hasn't finished it yet.
Oh, I've been busy.
Actually, it's just a month, and you haven't finished it.
Well... And I've been almost done for weeks now, which is the sad part.
Right. And I'm almost done with it for a second time.
Yeah. What's your gamer score?
I'm just telling you.
I know. The unfortunate thing is in between the fall upgrades, getting ready for Halo 3, and football season, I've had almost no gaming time. But we'll get back to gaming in a minute. One thing I just want to point out, I mean, good for us, two of the top three titles... According to NPD, in August, Xbox 360 titles.
Cool.
Madden and BioShock. And both pretty good. I got to admit, I've had more fun with Madden 08 than I have with Madden in a couple of years.
Good.
So Fun game.
Speaking of numbers, I want to talk about the top 10 list that I usually post on the blog.
Oh, yes.
Because as he just illustrated, he's been doing these, his team has been doing all these upgrades. Part of the upgrade is my ability, the data for me to pull, the servers that I pull the top 10 lists from.
Yep, we've been updating those too.
So they've been updated. So I don't have updated data. The last data I have actually goes back to like the first week of September. And the top titles for there, I can read them off right now. Where is it? It's Gears of War was one, BioShock was number two, Time Shift Demo was number three, Rainbow Six Vegas 4, Madden 08 5, Guitar Hero 2 6, Medal of Honor Airborne Demo was 7, Skate Demo was 8, Call of Duty 3 was 9, and Forza Motorsport 2 was 10. Right behind that was COD4, I think was like 11. So this the numbers I just read were for like the first week of September.
Yeah, so they're like 2-3 weeks old.
Yeah, so I'm going to hopefully have up, we'll be caught up next week, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a lot of data to crunch.
So I've noticed there have been a number of posts on your blog asking where the numbers. And you do have a lot of readers and listeners that like conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
Someone made a great post.
Which was basically
they've been so busy they haven't had time to make up the numbers, therefore they can't post.
Right, because we just sit here and make numbers up. That's what
we put whatever game we want at the top.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's the way we roll. So that's the story. So hopefully the top 10, if these servers can crunch the data fast enough.
Now, I'm going to make a prediction.
Okay.
That when the servers do come back online and we're crunching data, I think Halo 3 is going to do pretty well next week.
I will. I want to really see the data for the last couple weeks, because I think COD4 is going to be really quite high, because that's a blast.
Yeah, I know a lot of people playing that, and once as the beta expanded, more people got codes and the ability to get
right into
it. Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I played it. Lith and I played it last week, and I think we're probably going to play it this week. We had a great time to go in, and some of those guys are really good. Met a lot of really nice people in COD4.
Yeah.
People who recognize the gamer tag, which, for whatever, is always fun. I always love talking to those people.
Yeah.
You know, are you really Major Nelson?
No, I stole his MU, and I'm playing. Yeah.
And even if you look at the gamer tag and it has the launch team thing, it's all right there.
The
people don't seem to believe me.
Yeah.
But so that was so COD4 I'm sure is doing quite well. Hopefully I can get some numbers up there to talk about that. Now,
you know, I haven't had time for BioShock, because
right.
BioShock to me it's like a really good book or an RPG, or it's meaty enough and it makes you think. Mm-hmm. So I need some time and energy to sit down and play it, which I haven't had. I have had little blocks of, like, you know, 20, 30 minutes here.
Those
there.
Are, it's not fair.
No, I don't want to play BioShock like that. The game I have been playing is Stuntman Ignition. And I've been having fun with that.
I played that, and I need to spend some more time with that.
It's a fun game. It's not anything, I mean, it's not a, you know, 10 out of 10. It's not BioShock. It's not Halo 3. But it's a good game.
Yeah, the reason, a couple of people have asked me why I'm playing BioShock again, because I want to go through, and there's a couple achievements I'm trying to pick up. A, it's a
sure.
fun game, and B, now that I know, you know, well, how the game works, I can play it quicker. But I just want to be able to get a couple of achievements, so that's why I'm playing it again. But there's a stack of games. We always talk about the games that we bought. And I got to go pick up my Legendary Edition. Remember we went down and I pre-ordered that?
No.
I was with you. We did it right here at the GameStop in Redmond.
I believe you. I just don't remember. Do you know how many times I wander into a GameStop or an EB in the course of a month?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I was just in one, like, I don't know, a couple days ago, getting someone a Blue Dragon Strat guide.
So let's talk about the Halo launch. So the Halo launch leaving on Sunday. I'll be in New York
on
Monday.
Jet plane.
And I'm going to Best Buy in New York, which is, do I have the address here?
I think you're going to the one I was at when I was there at Meadowlands.
Oh, here it is.
Not far from Times Square?
It is not far from Times Square. It is located at 529 Fifth Avenue, New York, New York, 10017. It's right on Fifth Avenue, and it's basically the corner of Fifth and 44th, if you're looking for it.
Yeah, I was just there.
So I'll be there. Spike TV is going to be there. Hopefully they'll cut away in the middle of all the excitement, like they did for
same.
E3.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm sorry. That's not fair. That was G4. That wasn't Spike. So Spike TV will be there. I think Jeff Keighley's going to have me out. He's going to do his show, so I'll probably stop by and he'll return the favor. Now, if you can't make it to New York, we have a couple other events as well going around in North America. Los Angeles, the GameStop at Universal City. So 1000 Universal Studios. I'm reading this. Can you
turn the TV down.
All right. Let's turn this down since E's decided he wants to do this. So
you're the one who said, let's you know, log on to the console.
If you're in L.A., you can go to the GameStop. If you're in Seattle, it'll be the Best Buy in Bellevue, which is right around the corner from the Microsoft campus. You know that. Miami, Circuit City. Circuit City at 8575 Northwest 13th Terrace, Miami. I don't know where that is. Apparently, well, look at this. Miami Dolphins stars Chris Chambers and Joey Porter are going to be online to sign some autographs.
Oh, cool.
So there's a ton of stuff, but I want to talk about the New York event because the New York event, I'm going to be there. There's going to be TV, media, et cetera, et cetera. They got some. We're going to give away some prizes. We're going to give away some cool stuff. For the first person in line, they're going to give away some prizes. Let's see. Bring 100 Halo 3 purchasers into the line with you, and you and your 99 friends are going to receive something. What are you going to do in line? Basically looking for some zany stories, costumes, any signs, any artwork, unusual face paint. I know you're gonna get your face paint on, E.
Yeah.
That could be interesting.
If I don't face paint for Oregon football, I'm not face painting for Halo. Sorry.
Also, if you're going to bring a replica of a vehicle down to Best Buy in this is going to happen at Best Buy in New York. I don't know what's happening elsewhere because I'm not going to be there. I can only control what's happening in New York. So I'll be traveling on Sunday. I don't need a passport to travel. All I need is my license, and I've got that. I'll be arriving on Sunday night, and then Monday is the event. And then Tuesday I'll be doing the Sirius Satellite Radio Show, which I do each week.
Oh, right. Do it in person.
Right, do it in person, in studio. I'm going to see if I can get Frankie from Bungie to come with me.
Cool.
So we can talk Cisco. It'll be all hit because by then it'll be, you know,
that'll
full bore.
All anyone wants to talk about.
Right. Yeah. So we'll see if I can get him to come by. And then Wednesday I'll come back.
Cool.
So I also want to be clear. Right now, as we're recording this, I don't have a copy of the game. I have not played the game. I actually have shut anonymous comments off on the blog because people wanted to try. I don't know if these were real spoilers or not.
So let me jump in here because some of you people, and hopefully it's not anybody who's listening, but there are people out there who are just so dumb it's beyond belief. So not only are people posting the ending in our forums, you know, here's what happens, or here's the link to the YouTube thing, or we've got customers who are like PMing other people, random people, or sending messages over live with the ending in it. What would possess someone to do that?
Well, you know, I can't answer. I'm not going to crawl inside of the minds of these folks. I
just want to ruin the end of the story for people, for random people I've never met. What's behind that thought process?
You can't. There's none. So that's why I shut off comments. And I actually stopped reading messages on live because I didn't want to. And I don't know if what they're sending me is true or false. As I post on the blog, I want to enjoy the story on my own terms.
Yes. I'm not clicking on things people send me in IMs unless I know what they are. I'm not reading random emails and things. I can't believe there's so many people out there that want to ruin it for other people. That's
so
ridiculous.
We'll see you at any one of these many Halo events. Now, there's also another event going on. Did I tell you about this one in Seattle?
You're talking about Bear's event?
Yeah.
This is very cool.
So Bear, who his gamer tag is Bear. You can send him a message. I posted this on the blog. But
Don't send him the ending to Halo 3.
Yeah, Scott Henson, he's been on before with me. He's got an event taking place Monday night here, actually down in the south side of Seattle. And it's kind of cool. Are you going to try to go there?
I'm not going to be able to make it to his. I've got a commitment to another one, but if I didn't, I would be going.
So go up and take a look at this. He's got a great event going on there where you can win stuff. You can basically play there, and then you can actually buy it on site wherever he's doing. He's worked some deal out with Circuit City.
Yeah, he's got like 100 copies there or something.
Yeah, so he's got check him out.
Giveaways and
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
So he's got that going on. But I'll see you in New York. New Yorkers, come on down. I'll be I'll have some stuff to give away maybe.
Mm-hmm. And then here in Seattle, there's Bears event.
Bellevue.
There's Best Buy Bellevue is doing the Midnight Open.
Which means usually, and I don't know, but last year or last for Halo 2, a bunch of the Bungie guys went down there.
I think they're – I mean, I can't speak for them. I think they're doing that again.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
The EB at Redmond Town Center is doing the Midnight Open thing. And I have a feeling I'm probably going to wind up going to Best Buy.
Did you get the Legendary Edition?
I did.
That helmet might fit you.
No. You've seen the helmets. They're not fitting anybody.
No, they're not fitting anybody. They're going to fit somebody out there.
They're very cool, but there's no grown person they're going to fit on.
Right. Clunk. I look forward to seeing who's going to show up in New York dressed as Master Chief.
There's some nice outfits out there. There's someone at PAX clomping around in Halo
armor.
Yeah,
I did a bit with him. He was really quite nice.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about TGS.
Okay.
Since I didn't go. Fun stuff coming out of Tokyo Game Show.
Uh-huh.
We had some announcements, Ninja Gaiden 2.
Yes, which looks amazing.
I didn't get a chance to see it at Gaki.
There's a brief trailer up on Marketplace.
Uh-huh.
And Trixie met at Gaki, I saw. So she posted on her blog.
Did she?
Yes.
Good for her. Yeah, I was supposed to do that interview. Damn it.
Oops.
Damn it. But I'm glad she got to meet him. I had my sunglasses and my leather jacket all ready to go.
You'd be all set. You'd look like twins.
I'd be all set. Because we kind of do, if you look at it.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a Photoshop job waiting to happen.
So that's the Tokyo Game Show is in full effect. We did a community party. Did you watch the videos?
I have not.
CPD actually had a nice shout out to me, and they're not, you know, about me not able to make the sumo. And
Sumo. Why can you not pronounce that word?
I don't know. Because I'm from the East Coast. I don't know. I can't figure it out. Sumo.
Thank you.
Sumo.
There you go.
But yeah, a lot of great videos up on Xbox.com. Trixie and Video Monkey have been doing a great job over there. So it's
a whole bunch of game trailers, all sorts of stuff.
Although I will tell you about an IM conversation I had with her earlier today.
Uh-oh.
I said, you having fun? You know, she's never been. She said, the food is disgusting.
It's not really Trixie
food. Now, the hotel we stayed at or that we were booked in that was right across from the convention center, and there's a McDonald's.
Oh, there
right
you go.
There.
She's all set.
And I pointed her in that direction.
Yeah.
Which is interesting when you go there because when you order, in the North, I don't know what they call them in Europe, but in North America, they call the value meal, you know, you get your Big Mac, your Coke, and your fries.
Right.
They call it a value meal. In Japan, it's much more civilized. You know what they call it? Did I ever tell you this?
No.
They call it a set.
A set?
A set, because it's a set.
Okay.
It makes, when you think about it, you're like, okay, that makes sense.
Sure.
So I think she's going to go order her set.
Doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, when you're in a strange country, if you don't like the food, that's the kind of thing where it's like, where's a McDonald's? Where's a Starbucks? Where's my...
Yeah, we had I remember talking to Sketch from Bungie about this. I think it was last year when we were in Barcelona. We were riding in a taxi. We're like, you know, eventually you could... It'd be interesting to see if somebody's ever eaten in every single country, like a McDonald's in every single country, to talk about the differences.
Well, isn't the goal to have as few as possible? I mean, to make it consistent.
Right. But I'm saying there's certain, like, I remember when I was in Australia, I was reading in an advertisement or something. They put beets on their burgers.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, beets.
See, I was thinking completely different. I was thinking, like, well, the beef will taste different because they feed the cows different things, and you can taste the difference between corn-fed and grass-fed.
Right.
I wasn't going with beet toppings.
Yeah, they do them a little differently, so.
Okay.
Let's see what else we got. So that was so Tokyo's game show is going well. Of course, we talked about the Sony press conference. There's a few others that I missed.
We didn't talk about the Sony press conference. I mean, you and I have talked about it.
Oh, that's
right.
We haven't
talked about it on the recording.
We talked about the fact that the Sony Home, which a lot of people have been waiting for,
right,
is slipping.
Is delayed till spring 08.
Delayed till spring 08. A lot of people were expecting a price drop.
Right.
Nothing.
No price drop.
Didn't hear that.
Those are expensive to make. So it's.
What else? There's kind of.
The one thing I'll say about Home, and I'm really interested to see it when it's done and see what it turns into. But building that kind of stuff, now it's Sony's turn to find out what we learned a few years ago. This is really hard.
Yeah.
It's much more difficult than you think it would be.
Yeah.
So.
It's they got Rumble in the 6-axis.
Yes, the DualShock 3 it is now, which I wonder how if I had one of the old PS3s and wait a minute, now they have Rumble and they're talking about going back and patching old games to add Rumble.
Yeah.
But if you've got a bunch of the 6-axis controllers without Rumble, now you have to go buy new controllers. That sucks.
Yeah, it does kind of suck, but at least they're getting Rumble. So that's the deal there. I don't know if I have anything else to say about TGS.
I'm trying to think if there were any other big announcements. NG2, nothing else is
jumping
off the top
of my head. I'm bummed I didn't get Akihabara. I'm bummed I couldn't get my electric toilet seat.
Well, I was both looking forward to and a little scared of what random things you might bring back for me from Akihabara.
Because I was completely guilty of that. I would have, too.
Yeah, so we're probably good on that front.
They take plastic. So. I'm all about hauling stuff home. But that'll have to wait till next year.
Yep.
GPD and all my friends in the Far East, I will be back to see you next year. Come hell or high water.
I bet Trixie brings us something.
Oh, she may. All right. So normally we do, you know, I roll some interviews here or play anything. I don't have any of that because this show is not supposed to have. This is the show that's unlike any other. Well, it's similar, but it doesn't have the same structure.
Yeah. I was going to say it's not like any other. We've had pointless rambling shows before.
Yeah. More than our share.
Yeah. What else is going on in game? I mean, God, there are the flow of games coming in. This is going to be, at least, you know, if you have a 360, this is going to be the most amazing couple of months for gaming ever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Halo 3.
Mm-hmm.
Call of Duty 4.
Mm-hmm. Mass Effect.
Mass Effect, and that's only 2 months away.
I'm trying to get someone from Mass Effect on my show.
Yeah.
Talk about storytelling.
I mean, that's going to be huge. I mean, what else is coming out just this fall? I don't have anything in front of me, but we just had... What just came out?
Stuntman.
Brain's completely failing me. Stuntman. Are Tony Hawk and Skate both out in retail now?
Yeah, yeah, actually. Skate is... I know I played Skate the other night, which really feels nice. I know the demo was out, but they did a nice job with it.
I've got friends telling me, play it, play it, play it. I haven't played it yet. I need to go do that.
Yeah, it's really quite nice.
What else?
Oh,
Oblivion Game of the Year.
Yep. There's a ton of stuff out there. Go up to Xbox.com and take a look.
Oh, Orange Box.
Oh, yeah.
Which, when... got to play through story mode of Halo 3.
Right.
Got to play it in co-op.
We're going to play...
Multiple different times with different people.
Because people have asked us if we're going to play co-op together. And I think you and I will probably end up playing co-op. You'll be screaming at me the whole time. That's the way it goes.
Yes.
You yell at me the entire time.
Well, you don't pay attention.
I pay very much attention. Although we haven't done co-op. You know, in multiplayer, in Halo 2, you were yelling at me all the time.
Yes.
Because I like, as frequent listeners of the show know, and anyone who's played with me, I like the aircraft.
Yes.
I'm all about going up into the air. And I'm pretty good because I spot out what's going on.
You're up there in the Banshee while the rest of us are, you know, fighting 7-on-8 down on the ground.
I'm helping.
Going, where's Major?
I'm helping.
No. You're like, I'm waiting for my Banshee to respawn.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to stay here until it respawns.
It's like I have this one friend who has this incredible tendency of, like, all of a sudden she goes, you know, AFK in the middle of a game.
Right.
And it's like... And
away
you
from
see
keyboard.
Her, yeah. Or AFC, away from controller, I guess. But you're playing, and then all of a sudden she's just standing there. And you're like, hello, we're trying to capture the flag. Are you there?
Yeah.
And she's obviously not there. And you just want to reach through the internet and smack her.
So I would like to talking about Halo 3, and we're talking about features. This is kind of a quasi-Xbox 101 feature.
Okay.
That I want you to talk about, which is the fact that people don't realize...
Oh, yeah.
So Bungie made a big deal a few months ago about the fact that in Halo 3 you're going to be able to quickly mute people in your game. So if you don't want to hear somebody yak, and you can just quickly mute them.
Yep.
And people think it's a great feature, and it is a great feature. But we've had that feature since November 2005 when the Xbox 360 launched. Every game has it.
Well, and to go back even farther, the ability to mute players has existed since day one of Xbox Live.
Right.
You did it differently in the Xbox One days, but from the very beginning, you've always had the ability to mute a given player. I don't want to hear what this person says.
How do you do that in Xbox 360E?
So it's pretty simple.
Okay.
So from, you know, whatever game you're playing, Halo, COD4, whatever, or in the guide after a game, hit your guide button.
Right.
Pull up your recent players list.
Which is next to the friends list.
It's correct. So you've got the little set of tabs where you've got messages, friends, and the tab with the picture of a controller on it. That's recent players. So pull up recent players list.
I'll tell you who's on that you played with.
Yep. Pick whoever it is that's bothering you from the recent players list. Hit A, and it brings up a menu. And at the very bottom of the menu is the mute option.
And then boom.
Hit that, and you will never again hear that player. It doesn't matter what game you're in.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you're in a lobby or actually in the gameplay.
You do not hear them.
You will not hear their voice anymore. So. And this works across all games. You can do it in the game. You can do it after the game.
We got an email from somebody who suggested this, because apparently the guys at 1UP didn't know. What was the guy who suggested? I sent you his email. This is a great it's a great feature that people just are not aware of. What's his first name?
Keith. Chai Sox Keith.
Okay.
So, and thank you, Keith. And yes, this is a feature that's there. And we need...
So as you're looking at their gamer profile, it's just at the bottom. Mute. Boom. Yeah. Done.
We obviously need to do a better job telling people about this and reminding them it's there. For those of you still playing Xbox One games like Halo 2, it's there as well. You don't access it through the guide if you're on a 360.
Because the guide doesn't work in backcompat mode.
Right. So whether you're on a real Xbox or on a 360 in backcompat mode, pull up the friends list and you get to it in there. Same idea. Pull up the player. Mute is one of the menu options.
Cool. So any other tips?
Well, send feedback, but everybody knows that by now.
Right, yeah, so that's pretty important. So, all right, well, that's kind of a good tip. Do you want to take a look at some of your messages
here?
Yeah,
I need to yell at you about this.
So you said you weren't reading any messages, yet here we are going to read messages.
Well, I'm not necessarily going to pull them all up.
Well, look at this one.
Look at these. These
are good.
Yeah, so the other day you said something about...
It was International Pirate Day. It was the 19th.
International Talk Like a Pirate
Day. Arrgh!
And you asked me if I was going to talk like a pirate.
I sent you an IM. I said, hey, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day. And you said, I think you said I hate it. Or something equally cranky.
I don't talk like a pirate on Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Right. You talk regular, you do.
Right. So, anyways, somebody rudely decided to put up on their Twitter, hey, he's not into Talk Like a Pirate Day. Send him a message on live.
To convince him otherwise.
Oh, God.
So there's an entire page, two pages, three pages of nothing but...
I got, I think, about 40 or 50 messages of people, they're all various flavors of yar, arg,
did you get any voice messages?
I've got voice messages.
Swap the poop deck.
A vast ye scurvy dog. Shiver me timbers.
That's the whole thing.
There
it is. Let's play that one.
Oh, God. Okay, here we go.
Hopefully this will pick it up. Go ahead, hit it.
Okay, so Major Nelson said send you messages about Pirate Day, so why couldn't the kids get into the pirate movie? Because it was rated R.
It was rated R.
Wow.
That's why they couldn't get into the pirate movie, so thank you for that.
Thank you,
Emmett Kane.
Like I said, 40, 50, I... got quite a few. There were
people
a couple
looking at Twitter.
Random picture messages that really didn't make a whole lot of sense. And
right.
So, yeah. Thanks.
All right.
I don't think people understand just the volume of those that I get or that you get.
Yeah, I actually happen. That's actually a problem now because when I do my interviews, interviews I normally have during the normal shows, I always ask people, what's your gamer tag?
Right.
And I have people now who don't want to give their gamer tag because they know they're going to get hundreds of messages.
Yeah. And there was a point where I used to feel bad because obviously I can't answer all of
right.
them. And I've just gotten to the point where it's like, yeah, another, 50 messages today. Oh, well, I'll try to read most of them.
All right. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up here. Do you have any gadget talk? Even though this is not a show, we can kind of quasi follow the similar show format.
Kinda. So you got Heroes in HD DVD.
Yeah. Isn't that delicious?
Because you were going to be gone, you loaned it to me.
Right.
I'd never watched Heroes,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know why not, just never got into it. Wow. Okay, not only does it look amazing, but that's just a cool show.
Yeah.
So I'm...
Jesse and his team down there, they do a great job on it.
Last night, a group of us finished disc 4 out of 7, I think it is. So we're almost... I mean, the goal is we want to finish it all before the new season starts on Monday.
Right. You got some work to do.
So, yeah.
And you got some work to do.
The problem is there's a couple things going on. So, Halo 3 launch.
Right, check.
Resident Evil Extinction comes out Friday night. So, last night we watched Resident Evil 1 and 2.
Right.
Back to back. We'll see how 3 is.
Mm-hmm.
It's Resident Evil. Got to go to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully that'll be fun, taking a big group to that. So where in there are we going to squeeze the time to watch another, 10 hours of Heroes in?
Yeah, you don't have time. You're out of time. Well, unless you record it and just don't watch until it's done.
Exactly. Because right. I'll DVR it and then I'll get to it as quickly as I can. But now I'm watching it with a group of people. So it's like I've got to coordinate this group of people coming back over to my house to watch more episodes.
You know what I watched? I watched on NBC Chuck. Did you watch that?
Chuck. Which one is that?
It's about the guy. He's like a geek that works at like a electronic superstore and he becomes a super agent, like
no.
a secret. It's actually pretty good. I watched the premiere, the pilot's okay. on. It's actually available on Amazon.com for free.
Oh, okay.
As part of their Amazon Unboxed.
Right.
So in my anticipation of going to Tokyo, when I was in Orlando, I downloaded all these free Unbox shows and I was going to watch them on the airplane.
Okay.
I could also push them to my TiVo, which is cool.
That's very nice.
So I watched it and it's a really good show. So if you're going to watch the premiere, go ahead and watch that. I highly recommend it. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
It was an hour long. How many shows are an hour now? Well, Heroes is an hour.
Dramas, mostly,
yeah.
It seems.
This is like a comedy.
Now, okay, hour-long comedies are unusual.
Well, it's not a sitcom comedy, though. It's like a dramedy. But it was interesting.
Isn't that a camel?
No, it's a dramedary.
Okay.
But this one was interesting because they were actually talking a lot about and if you guys if producers if you need any help with this, they were talking a lot about Gears of War, playing over Xbox Live.
There
was
really?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that. So
okay.
So, Chuck, producers, happy to help you out if you need any assistance with that. As a Major Nelson, as your technical advisor.
Oh, God. That'll be the end of that show.
What? All right, well, I think we're going to wrap it up here because you and I have been rattling on for 55 minutes.
What?
54 and a half minutes, basically.
How did we do that?
I don't know. We didn't have any interviews, and this show isn't supposed to happen, and
And Halo 3 launched. Go. Don't just, you know, get your copy and play it. Hook up with some friends. Go to a midnight event.
Ian and I will be online. We'll play some co-op with some folks.
We'll be online. I'm sure I'm going to be at one of the Seattle events, either at Best Buy or EB, if not both. So
look for E at the events.
Yeah, because I won't stand out at all, and, you know, the other Microsoft bald dudes.
Last time we did this was, yeah, exactly. Last time we did this, it was November, right? Isn't that when H2 launched?
Yep. Yeah. So it'll be a little warmer out at least.
Yeah, I remember it was so cold those nights.
Yeah.
I think I was.
Same with 360 launch. So.
Yeah, so we're getting smarter.
That's good.
We're moving it.
Progress.
We're a little bit earlier, and everyone else gets to play it. So, all right, we're going to wrap it up. I don't know if I have anything else more to say, E.
No, I think we're good.
We don't have any really gadget stuff to talk about. I talked about this. Need to get a new TV for my home office.
I went TV shopping with a friend. That I gotta admit, that's fun. You get all the enjoyment of picking out.
Spending someone else's money.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, I have as much money as I did when I started.
Right,
it's really cool. So
that's why you keep dragging me down to Fry's.
Oh, I drag you down. Right.
Fry's.
Yeah. Your listeners aren't that dumb. They're not falling for that.
Well, it's always fun to go down. We have a great selection of HD DVDs and whatnot down there, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you can just wander for a while.
All right, we're going to wrap it up now. I want to thank my friends at Centricom.net, providing MajorNelson.com with a secured and assured hosting environment, which is chugging along just nicely. Check out the beta site, beta.MajorNelson.com. It may be working. It may not be working. It depends if Lithion's working on it. But we're looking at a new, wider, fresher, cleaner, brighter design.
Okay.
Extra crunchy. Now with Retsyn.
Uh-huh.
You want me to keep going with my disclaimer?
No, I think you're
marketing
good.
Slug lines. Also, I want to thank CashFly. They kindly host all of my all the audio and video files. Need to get to do some more video files. I was going to take all the ones I did at Tokyo Game Show and put them up, but since I didn't go, you don't get them.
Take some from New York.
Yeah, we'll do some cool stuff. We got some really cool stuff planned.
If I remember to bring my camera, I'll grab some from the events here.
So we'll definitely throw some videos up there. So if you have any, you have anything you want to say?
But go Halo. How about that?
Okay. Just leave us hanging there.
Have fun at launch.
All right, I will. I'll talk to you maybe next week. We'll get a normal show back because that's going to be a scheduled show as opposed to now, which is not.
Right.
Scheduled. This is not supposed to be here, so I'm done with this. All right.
Go kick the Covenant's ass, everybody.
I forget that. I got to go get a passport. Talk to you later.